Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, have I got some good news for you?
What's that?
It might be time to fire up the Buc-ee's bus again.
Oh, I heard.
Yeah! Buc-ee's 2.0.
Yeah. Was it Palmer Lake? Was that it?
Yes. I think so. Yeah. All right, here's the report. A new Buc-ee's could be opening up, the second one, this time south.
Hey, what about the truck stop known for the cleanest bathrooms? It's Buc-ee's, and they want to expand yet again here in Colorado. The mayor of Palmer Lake, a developer for Buc-ee's, says they're eyeing a piece of land that's actually about to be annexed by the town. It's right off I-25. It is just south of Monument. The first and only Buc-ee's in Colorado, of course, opened in Johnstown in March of this year, and it has changed the way we live in this state. I guess. As far as the new location, the town board of trustees will have a hearing on that property annexation. That's coming up on December 12th. So mark your calendar.
You can tell the guy doing that report's never been to Buc-ee's.
Tom Green?
Yeah, because he just isn't that excited about it.
You Tom Green doesn't get excited about a lot of things.
He says, in the report, he says, it's changed the way we live around here, I guess.
Yeah.
That means you've never been to Buc-ee's, pal.
It is a great place, and to see all the stuff that they have.
Yeah, oh, I know. It's so ridiculous.
Oh, man, to walk in there and spend $200, there's no better pleasure.
I got to tell you. All those camping people at Jellystone right there, they get to go down there to Buc-ee's. Oh, man.
Isn't it great, though?
It is so
I've been up there a couple of times. Now, you've been, once or twice?
Just with us.
Just with the Buc-ee's bus?
Yeah, yeah,
mm-hmm. Yeah. I stopped in there with Frog one day, too.
Oh,
man, it was heaven.
Oh. Yeah.
It was heaven.
I am, though, disappointed about the brisket. I feel like when they're like, it's a fresh brisket, we found out that it's actually a company that supplies the brisket, and so they're not cooking it out.
Stop! I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it, Jamie. We told you never to mention that again.
So they heat it up, and then they bring it out of the microwave, now, and then they go, fresh brisket!
Where exactly is Palmer Lake?
That way.
Is it very...
So it's south. It's by Monument.
That would be closer than the other one for us?
Ooh. For us, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think. I don't know. So. It's probably close, isn't it? Yeah. It'd be close to the same distance.
Because it's about, remember the day we went up there with the Buc-ee's bus? We got there relatively quickly.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know.
It'd be probably close to the same. All right, well, we're going to get another Buc-ee's. I kind of like it.
You know, I bought all that crap, and can I tell you, I haven't done anything with it. Like, I mean, the only thing that we did use was we used the Buc-ee's inner tube on the river.
You didn't use the wiener poles?
Like, oh, we did use those.
Yes, we
used those at the cabin too. But as far as like the hat that I got and the pajamas,
you got
that
a
was
lot of
a
hats.
Waste of money.
I wear mine.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh yeah. I mean, Buc-ee's pajamas every night. Are you kidding?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.